Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 242, Stay on the Vine. Listen to these words from Jesus. Let them settle. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself, unless it abides in the vine, neither can you, unless you abide in me. John 15:4. It is the last night before the cross. Jesus knows what is coming. And in that moment, with time running out, he reaches for this image. A vine. A branch. Sap running through living wood. This is not decoration. This is the most honest thing he could have said. Notice what he does here. He does not simply say, abide in me. He adds, and I in you. That changes everything. It is a two-sided promise. You draw near, and he comes. This is not a relationship where one party stands outside waiting to be let in. Both move, both stay. Neither is left out, and the vine, that image runs deep. Back in the Old Testament, Israel was called God's vine, a vine planted with love, tended with care, and one that kept failing, kept withering, kept falling short of the fruit it was made to bear. Jesus knows that history, and so he stands up and says, I am the true vine, the only one that never dries up, the only one that never fails to give life. Now look at the branch. A branch that has been cut off can still look green for a few hours, but it is not fooling anyone for long. It has no access to the source anymore. It will not produce anything. And Jesus says it plainly, without softening it. On its own, the branch bears no fruit. That is not a condemnation. That is a liberation. Because the day we stop pretending we can do this alone is the day we finally start receiving what we actually need. Abiding in the vine means this. All the sap, all the strength, all the grace, all the direction flows from Christ into us. It is not passivity. It is not sitting still and waiting for something to happen. It is the posture of someone who knows where life comes from and refuses to leave that place, like roots that hold in the ground, like a branch that will not let go. And the fruit that grows from that, love, patience, kindness, does not come from trying harder. It is not you gritting your teeth to be more patient, forcing yourself to love better, willing yourself into a better version of yourself. That is not how fruit grows. Fruit grows from abiding. It is the natural outflow of someone who has stayed connected to him. So today, before breakfast, before your phone, before the noise of the day gets hold of you, open John 15. This very verse will do. Read it out loud and tell Jesus in one simple, honest sentence, I want to abide in you today. That is enough. Start the day connected. Everything else flows from there. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.